www.alive905.com.au.
And now on Alive 90.5, here's the latest news brought to you by Pace, transforming places since 1978.
National Radio News.
Hello, I'm Brady Evans. The federal government has named and shamed institutions that failed to sign up to the National Redress Scheme for victims of child sexual abuse. From Canberra, Amanda Kopp reports.
Six institutions accused of harbouring sexual abuse of children in their ranks have been publicly outed after they didn't meet the deadline to join the National Redress Scheme last night. The six groups are Jehovah's Witness, Boys Brigade New South Wales, Australian Air League, Lakes Entrance Pony Club and Kenja Communications. They leave 55 people who have made claims of child sexual abuse out in the cold. Their applications to the National Redress Scheme cannot be processed until the organisations sign up. The federal government will cut any Commonwealth funding and is looking for ways to remove their charity status. Amanda Kopp, National Radio News, Canberra.
Many Victorian communities are dreading the prospect of a second period of lockdown from midnight tonight. A Victorian mayor says she was devastated when her community was nominated as one of 10 Melbourne suburbs to be locked down again due to COVID-19. The new lockdowns follow a resurgence in coronavirus cases across Victoria. Queensland and South Australia are keeping their borders closed to Victorians, and New South Wales authorities have urged residents not to travel to the southern state. Hume City Mayor Carly Moore says the lockdown rules will make it much harder for her community.
I wanted to cry, if I'm completely honest. It's been a tough time for our community. We were starting to see some signs of hope. We were starting to get really optimistic about what the future might look like, and realistically, we're right back to square one.
Federal Labor has pledged to restore funding cuts to the ABC. Opposition leader Anthony Albanese made the pledge during a visit to the federal electorate of Eden Monaro, which goes to the polls in a by-election this weekend. Mr. Albanese says the ABC is the community's voice during national emergencies, and that position will be compromised by the cuts. He says a Labor government would restore the $83 million the national broadcaster lost in a recent funding freeze.
In the Adelaide Hills, on Kangaroo Island, on the north coast of New South Wales, in the Gippsland region. The ABC is what we rely upon during critical emergency events.
The European Union has included Australia on a safe list of countries that will be permitted non-essential travel. Australia is one of 14 countries on the list that also includes New Zealand, Canada and Japan. Current restrictions mean Australians still need special permission to leave the country. Residents of countries hit hard by COVID-19, including Russia, Brazil and Turkey, have been excluded from the list and will have to wait at least 2 weeks for approval. A new report shows Indigenous Victorians have died by suicide at twice the rate of the rest of the population over the past decade. Since January 2009, 117 Indigenous Victorians have died by suicide. Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people experienced higher rates of involvement with the justice system, substance abuse and interpersonal stresses prior to their death. The report reveals a quarter of Indigenous Victorians have experienced bullying at double the rate of Victorians overall. Turning to sport and in the NRL, the New Zealand Warriors have issued the NRL with a 23-day deadline to get exemptions for families to join them. Interim coach Todd Payton confirmed Warriors management are looking at replacements for homesick team members, potentially ending their seasons after the Round 10 match against Cronulla.
National Radio News is supported by the Judith Nielsen Institute for Journalism and Ideas and the Community Broadcasting Foundation, cbf.org.au.
And now for the latest weather on Alive 90.5. Brought to you by Concise Finance, your local mortgage broker.
It's currently 15.5 degrees, up 3 degrees in the last hour, getting a bit warmer. Looking towards a top of 21 today, it is sunny, light winds becoming northwesterly, 15 to 20 kilometres an hour in the middle of the day, then turning northerly in the early afternoon. The sun will set tonight at 2 minutes to 5, back up again 2 minutes past 7 tomorrow. The weather for the rest of the week and weekend: Thursday, windy, 10 to 23. Friday, sunny, 9 to 18. Saturday, mostly sunny, 6 to 17. And Sunday, sunny, 5 to 18. And the moon is a waxing gibbous with full moon on Sunday, the 5th of July.
The updated traffic brought to you by Fernwood Gym of Seven Hills and North Rocks on Alive 90.5.
Just looking on the traffic for you, we have...
Something's playing in the background. Did I press a something?
Yeah, someone did.
No, it's a Facebook. Ah, it's me. Sorry, apologies to the listeners.
Just
it's me, not Darren.
Review. No, that's fine. No problem. Paddington, Moore Park Road and Fitzroy Street from Lang Road to Burke Street. There's a pop-up cycleway, clearway. Check the signage and make sure you look after everyone on the roads there and keep safe. And Erskineville, Sydney Park Road between Princess Highway and Mitchell Road. Erskineville pop a cycleway again there as well. And yeah, we just brought you a few of those hazards because there's nothing, no incidents on the road. It's all looking quite very good. And let's get back into the show. 6 minutes past 11, Alive 90.5, Business Insights with Mario. Take it away.
Thank you very much, Darren. I apologize. I was pressing the Facebook Live on my iPad and I'm trying to reply to some listeners. Thank you. And thank you, Daniel Tolson from the Taiwan, for listening to this radio show. To other listeners who are very interested, I'm going to reply to you shortly while we have the question for Zarina. So Zarina, we talk about sex sells everything, and it's a different type of branding when we do bikini shooting, but different, we want to give the message to our clients. So tell me the process. You know, I mean, I come to you and I say, hi Zarina, I want to be the famous, I want to be most attracted man, this is my product. How do you start conversation with someone like me?
So I say, Mario, you need to get in a bikini.
did you press the button something bikini? I think that will be Armageddon, apocalyptic sight. You know, I mean, like I think the people around. What, Darren? You want to say something?
The yes button. Where's the yes? Yes. Yes,
yeah.
Yes.
You know, I need to get that yes button. I forgot this morning. I mean, no. Yes. No. Okay. No bikini, Mari.
No bikini. No, you bikini. Don't have a bikini handy.
No,
okay. Then we get to step one.
Okay. Step one. Okay. We are avoiding the.
Step one is that I do business. I only do business with, business people and, leaders and speakers and consultants. So I love doing that. Step one is actually working out and making sure that I help you with positioning your brand.
Okay, how is this happening?
I talk to you and I've got a process and part of that process is that I help you curate your brand and your position for that. Mm-hmm. And then number two is working with personalizing you and helping with that, with your brand. Mm-hmm. And where does that look and how is it turning up? And your key messaging, you're making sure that your messaging is on brand. And then my third process is actually promoting you and making sure that those...
I think that's the hardest part for everybody to promote, to be promoted. I think we come to stage, everything is done, and then we should be promoted. But I don't know how to promote, you know what I mean? I'm just doing the basic things. So like you're doing the promotion of the clients as well. So it's like an entire package, right?
You know, yeah.
So at the end, yeah.
It is. But there's, you know, I just do photo shoots as well. So I don't just do strategy behind the brand. I do just photo shoots as well. So make it easy for people. I think that if there's a couple of things I can share with you guys.
Please.
Is that really center your brand around innovation. And really, you know, evaluate change all the time. COVID has brought a lot of change to everybody. And everybody who's trying to start a business or started a business, have been in business for 100 years or more or less, they've stopped, they've started, they've had to reassess, they've had to pivot. But be innovative in all of that. And so for me, I've launched in COVID time, I've launched an online course. An online branding course and for videos.
I'm hoping it's not like how to wear the bikini. So
yeah,
what's the course about?
How to wear a bikini. No. So innovative, be innovative as a brand. And that's what I've done. So reinvent yourself as a personal brand, as a business person. And that's another thing that I've had to do for myself, also mm-hmm. for my clients as well. And always educate and reevaluate your brand on how you're educating your clients through video. I think it's really important. And I've actually brought out new products for video for my clients as well, which has been really exciting, on different types of video products. So doing, you know, short, sharp videos is the way to go for my clients, and also doing storytelling videos and positioning videos. different types, different markets, different approaches and different results. And that's what I love doing for people. But you also have to be innovative as a business person. How can I be fresh? How can I do something fresh and accessible that makes me look like stand out, be effective, and repurposing your content?
If you want to be provocative stands with this? Do you think that being provocative in your videos, it's a good thing or bad thing?
I think it's good. I think you can be provocative in a smart way, in a disruptive in a smart way.
Yeah.
Is it the saying you call out the elephant in the room or something? Is that the saying? Yeah, right now. And
why you look at me? I know I'm the fat and big, you know what I mean? But you can look at Darren and say like he's elephant as well. Why? It's like
I feel
wanted, you know what I mean, here.
No, I didn't mean you call out the elephant. Oh my God. So I mean, like,
what is the elephant in your
room?
I think it's about hiding. I think people who are hiding. I mean, why? You know, but it's not just hiding. It's a mindset thing. It's what deep down there they feel about themselves. Their not worthiness is not wanting to be exposed, and the pain is too much. I think the pain for people that deep down that, oh gosh, I know I need to do things. I need to do it a certain way, but I'm not doing it, and then they get back into their pain.
Would you say they're hopefuls? I'm just looking at a page of a book that's in front of me, a very good book to read, and it has levels of brand impact, and it starts with boring.
Beige.
But then it's unique.
Yeah,
unique. How do we make those steps? And it's like an upside-down pyramid for those who aren't seeing this.
Yeah, sorry.
But the levels of brand impact that we're talking about today starts with boring, but then unique, charismatic, magnetic, and world-class. I love that, world-class. Mario, we need to be world-class. How do we do that, Serena?
How do we get there?
It's a great question because it comes back to understanding where you are now, right? So you might be beige, as an example. You might self-evaluate that you are beige, as an example.
We're asking for friends here.
Yeah. and then, you know, where do you want to be? And then I fill in the gaps with strategy as well as the branding and the visuals and the video and the photography and take people through a step-by-step process. It's really important that people understand that step-by-step process, which is based on my thought leadership of my 3 P's and the steps, 9 pillars.
Why is photography so important?
At the end of the day, we are all visual creatures because we've literally on looking at millions of images every day on social media. We're holding our cameras, our phones to us all the time. We're looking at a video, we're looking at a visual. We're looking at a video or a visual. You know, it's whatever. It's going to be that or the written word that's attached to a visual. Now, when we're bombarded with that many, you know, all those visuals all the time, 24/7, we are having we're becoming very immune to the visual. If you are not being disruptive in your visuals, if you're not being disruptive in your messaging, in your videos, in your messaging of your videos and your messaging of your voice on videos and being disruptive, you're just going to go swipe left,
yeah, so
right.
So what makes me want to stop on an image of Mario?
What? Why get me? Like, it just
seems I can ask for a friend, but I'm just thinking, what's the best way? If you're working with us and we want to be that, what is it?
World class,
above even magnetic.
Yeah, above magnetic. You want to be standout position, well positioned standout brand.
Well, how do you make someone spend more than 1 second looking at an image?
Well, that is the million dollar question that equals the million dollar answer. Me.
Yes.
Helping you work out in my mind, I've got images that I want to do of Mario that would be really amazing to do. And so that will be the answer to your question.
Does colour come into it?
Colour does in some circumstances, yes, a lot. Like I'm very colour driven, but I'm also, you know, black and white as well in regards to what that type of... I'm doing some photo shoots with some thought leaders soon. So there's certain, you know, looks that I want for them. My work as a branding artist is also changes all the time too. So it's really interesting. I evolve as an artist, as a branding person, as a person in business and a person visually creative behind the camera, I am evolving. So what I would have taken of Mario, say, 10 years ago would be so different to how I would create him now. Does that make sense as well?
No, it's the same thing 10 years ago now. Look, I love black color and, you know, I do not deviate from that one for simple reasons. And that's the way how I grow up. That's how I used to work. And, you know...
But colors are black is a color and it's fine. It's just how, yeah, how you position Mario in all his blackness, which is important.
Well... I like the way I am, and I mean, the reason this is what I'm saying.
I'm not saying change your color. Yeah. No, I'm saying how you're positioned in how people perceive you in your images and your videos and your storytelling.
Oh, okay. Well, radio is one thing. You know, as I say, like radio, it's a great media. You know what I mean? And I truly enjoying working on radio alongside with Darren. And thanks to my boss, Gillian, she gave me opportunity 2 years ago to be in radio. You know, I can deviate and I can do small tweaking into my behavior because, you know, when you know, the way I grew up, it was a little bit different than anybody else. And in all seriousness, you know, being 14 years old and going to military school and then war and everything else, you know, makes that seriousness in you that I forgot to be the child, you know what I mean? Mm. So I think I become a little bit retard as old as I am, you know what I mean? No middle life crisis, but I think I become retard, I become like another teenager again.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean? And the radio allows me this one. However, when I step out, you know what I mean, and run my businesses, you know what I mean, and, you know what I mean, there's a seriousness in that one. My image is always same, you know what I mean? This is me always as I am. And, you know, it's hard to portray someone like me. Darren can smile. I don't know how to smile. Because it's like I never smiled. You know, I mean, that's what it is. People tell me, yeah, beautiful smile. It's like, yeah, man, it's a beautiful smile, but leave my smile alone. Because it's a weakness. For me, it's a doll. This is a weakness.
Interesting.
Well, how to say, like, I said, again, my life experience, it's a little bit different than anybody else. And sometimes I'm seeing people even during the meetings, they have these fake smiles, you know what I mean? And perfectly white teeth, you know what I mean? Just ding, you know, just start like in a commercial. And I think myself, like, there's nothing funny because, you know, there's a certain pattern in our lives. We all live in by numbers. We sleep in the numbers. We eat in the numbers. We do everything in numbers, and it's a binary code. So it's easy for me to predict somebody, even on images. I'm not image person. I'm doing photography as a hobby because that's the only way I can 4 o'clock in the morning talk to the mermaids and unicorns, you know what I mean, on the beaches. Are you telling me they don't exist? But the point we try to make to you, it's a hard job you have ahead of you. You know what I mean? It's, you have the personality like me, like a Darren and everybody else, and you need to get that message out, you know what I mean? And make it this into the product and service.
Yeah, you know, I was briefed by a branding agency to do some work for them, and they give me the brief, and it's really interesting to see the detail of that personality, you know, it's quite interesting, and digging deep into them, and really I fall in love with the essence of the person and their purpose, and because I base all my branding and business on purpose.
Yeah,
and that's really important.
That's a purpose, yes.
Yeah, so purpose is all very, 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 very important in creating your brand, and I take people back to their purpose because it started with my purpose, and that's important, and I think that I love that, and that's really cool. It brings the heart and the authenticity to people and brings it to the branding to be honest and authentic branding.
So how do you deal with the different personalities? Like, it's like, what's it called, the movie, Darren, The Silence of the Lambs, Jodie Foster? You know what I mean? Like, and she's like,
I love that movie.
Did you get goosebumps? Yeah. So how do you, like, you know what I mean, how do you deal with all these personalities? Like, you know, not just a mood swing from happy to angry, but everybody has a different personality and everybody thinks, I'm that one, you know what I mean? I need to look that way.
I deal with them? It's because I'm the expert in what I do. When they come to me, they know I am the expert. I'm the only expert in Australia, the leading, most trusted branding photographer and videographer in Australia to do this, right, the right way.
Yeah.
So when they do come to me, they know they will get a brand of conviction. They'll get guidance, proper guidance, with a marketing and background, with strategy that's done properly for them, not just take 3,000 photos and here, take, run off at them. You know, it's more done with thought, done with depth. So what happens is that they have the trust is there that I'm taking them on a journey, not just as like any other photographer. I'm taking them on a journey about themselves and about their purpose, and I'm taking them on a journey about their potential, and I'm creating their potential, and I'm digging into that and digging it out and capturing that, because what I see is potential in people. I don't see how they came to me. I see how they're going to leave me, and I see that for the next 5 years for them, and that's their potential. That's when you're going to get the positioning and then branding and the standout brand popping out.
Zarina, you are truly Australia's most trusted branding professional, and I like it very much how you explain this one. You're listening online 90.5. Business is with Mario, now guest in studio, Zarina Robertson. Darren and I will guide you to the short break so we can take it more pinches on the Zarina for the first in the month. Come on, because it's like, let's go.
Alive 90.5.
To tune in, jump on the internet, stream live at www.alive905.com.au.
Here's Dr. Jack from Beyond Infinity Dental.
A retired couple had a chat with me about implants. They were just sick and tired of being unable to chew a stag and bite into an apple. They were worried about two things, the pain and the cost. After I explained everything, they decided to go ahead with the implants to lock in their dentures. Now they couldn't be happier. They are always smiling.
Would you like the best in dental care? Call Dr. Jack on 9838 9111 or pop in at Shop 28 Winston Hills Shopping Centre, 180 Caroline Chisholm Drive, Winston Hills, 2153. Or go online, infinitydentalcare.com.au. Station sponsor.
Hi, Alan Barnes from Dural Pool Shop. With the swim season nearly here, I'd like to stress the importance of proper maintenance and care to maximise your enjoyment. Our expert pool technicians can help you make sure of the right pool quality, cleaning methods and equipment, filter maintenance, cost-effective pool chemicals and more. See full details on our website at duralpoolshop.com.au or better still, drop in and see me and the gang at Shop 2, 270 Newline Road, Dural. We'll help you to get your pool just how you want it.
Dural Pool Shop, station sponsor.
Every week, House With No Steps helps over 2,000 people with disabilities to make the most of their abilities. We organise meaningful employment, innovative accommodation, activity programs and respite services to give carers a much-needed break. We help people with a disability live with dignity and independence. You can support House With No Steps with your donation or enter our art union. Visit hwns.com.au or phone 1800 068 064. With your help, we can do so much more.
26 minutes past 11 and Alive 90.5, Business Insights with Mario.
Thank you, Darren. Thank you so much. And with us in studio, Zarina Robertson. She creates you the famous, in short while, you know, I mean, she's a magnetic brain producing him, and she takes the best of you and created such a magnetic brain that everybody knows that you're world class. And only thanks to her love for the first camera and her studies into the business and marketing, hard experiences in her life and learning all the tricks of the trade, but as well the human side of her says, I know how to make you the person you want to, how to say, convey the message out here. I mean, that's what it is.
Connect. It's more.
That's enough. So why did you write the book?
Conveying and connecting, right, buddy?
I'm sorry. Okay, so please answer. So why, you know, what do you believe that is necessary to have the skills like you have the skills to be Australia's most trusted personal brand professional?
That's empathy.
Empathy?
Yeah.
Why empathy?
Empathy to understand where people are at.
Yeah.
And know their desires,
yeah,
and tap into that, and making sure that the process is not, it's daunting.
Mm-hmm.
It's daunting. People put your trust in me, and being the most trusted person that I do this for people,
yeah,
in the most trusted environment,
yeah,
and then I produce trusted outputs.
Yeah.
It's an honor. And it's I take it seriously,
mm-hmm,
and I it's credibility. It's not everyone can do this properly. Okay. Not everyone can do this.
Yeah. Let's go start from the beginning. You know, I mean, we heard your story, but most important questions I didn't ask, and I left this for this part of the show. When you started your business, what was your biggest obstacle?
I could tell you the biggest obstacle.
Please.
Was branding myself and how when I. Biggest obstacle when I started out was when I was one of the, well, female photographer in a man's world. That was okay. I could deal with it. It was fine. I just found it was very unique. It's okay. And then the other obstacle was that it's how do I work my message to get noticed?
Mm-hmm.
And what happened is that because of social media, like I said at the beginning of the interview, that the social media avenues came on, I found it really an outlet that I was able to access and harness and develop a brand that grew on social media and became fabulously accessible over social media. So I became, well, I'm accessible on social media and I get asked to speak internationally about this, mm-hmm, branding on stage. So I'm a speaker about this, author, and recognized multi-award-winning business person. So saying all that, social media at the beginning was my was hard.
Yes.
To work out how could I massage my brand and my business and me as a person and have that fine line.
Was there
and
any point in was there any point in your branding, during the branding, that you said like I can't do this anymore? Did you ever?
Oh,
did you want to give up? Why did you?
Oh
give
yeah,
up?
There was many times.
Oh, listen, I'm interested. You know, I mean,
I am telling you, I'm telling you, there were some pretty, there were some dark times in my branding process.
We know it's going to be dark after this show for you as well. Pinching and punching your face. Yeah. So like, oh, no, the listeners will not happen. So,
yes. No, there's moments. No, there's moments, everybody. And I do know there's moments where people just go, gee, is this for me? Is this for me? Am I on the right path? They start questioning themselves.
Did somebody told you this? Zarina, don't do this. This is not for you. This is man's world. You're never going to succeed. We don't need the names.
Oh, no. At the beginning, no. Nobody's ever told me that.
Okay.
No one's ever told me that. I've always had a little bit, oh, geez. I'm very, very in tune with my creativity.
Yeah.
And what happens is that I am focused so much on the client and creating my brain cells, and all my energy goes into developing them, and it's very an energetic, intuitive process. But there's another part that I didn't know I had that was needing fulfillment.
Mm-hmm.
So I didn't realize this, but about a year ago, 2 years ago, I started out of the blue, started painting. And I started painting, and I've never painted before.
Okay.
In my life.
But that's come to extension of the creativity you're doing with the photos and videos.
No, but I have no idea.
Because you didn't talk to me and Darren. I mean, we'll tell you, like, you know, we know everything. Did you hear that one between you and me and Darren? Yeah, that's true. Now, for our listeners who venturing to start a business, what will give the biggest advice? Anybody today decide to start their own business, what will be your biggest take on this?
No, don't start with do not ever start with a website. Start with your brand and your images and capturing your essence and your personality. Then you take those beautiful personality driven on purpose, standing out magnetic branding images and video to a website person who will fall in love with you even more because they've got the assets that really will pop you and build a website around the brilliant assets. Because I've seen so many clients come to me, they go, oh, the website, and now I've got to fit, and then, oh, can you fit these images into the website? Oh, look, I'm not even going to take notice of a website. I'm just going to take notice of you because you're the human and I like dealing with humans.
That's very good advice. I do build websites. And
No,
it's good. It's very good advice. Someone comes to me and go, I want a website. I go, where's your content? No content, no website.
Yeah.
And you start with images.
Exactly.
And then words as well. I mean, that's a whole other thing is that often the written content is lacking as well.
That is.
And a website's only going to be alive as much as your content. And, yeah, so really great advice. And also, I've just been reading this shot of wisdom. Believe me, your name is your brand and your face is your logo.
Yep.
And that's what you're just telling us, isn't
it? Yeah, definitely. And it's true. It's very I'm such a thought leader on this. I'm such a, you know, like I run around with the flag about branding. Mm-hmm. But I cannot tell you how many people just get sold the wrong way. They need to bring themselves the right way visually and their message on purpose and to the forefront and do it, be it selfish, whatever level people are at, but just do it right and don't do detrimental things to your brand in putting up the wrong things about the messaging of your business. Mm-hmm. Say, for example, like, you know, like I share things that I really, that are part of my values.
Mm-hmm.
Food. I like friends. I like, you know, photography of, you know, outdoors or whatever it is that I do. People. I'm you know, a lot about relationships and things like that. Collaborations and, you know, partnerships and things like that. So sharing a lot of that is important to me because it's all based on my values. So having a standout, well-positioned brand that's magnetic and, you know, you're attracting the potential, your right clients and your right people, is sharing your values as well. It's important to do that.
That is very interesting. But so why book? Why did you write a book?
I wrote a book because I am very driven in producing good quality products for world-class products for my clients and people. So being a thought leader in the industry, being a leader in personal branding and photographer, videographer, leader in the industry in Australia, I needed to do a book because it was right in me. It was like pushing me to do it. I've written 10 other books on branding as well. This is one of them. So
what did you know this? You're hiding this gem from us. 10 other books? How did you, you know, well, give us some more. Where's the inspiration coming from to write the books? I mean, 10 books, come on, seriously.
Yeah.
And then, you know what I mean?
Well, it just comes because I just have a yearning to educate people about what I know, what is best, what I know, and I love it. I love doing it. It just matches up with the online program that I've launched during COVID, you know, video branding and a branding course.
Well, Zarina, we take a short break. It's 11:35 a.m. on 1st July 2020. As Darren says, it's a happy new financial year. Spend the money. You're listening to Line 90.5 Business with Marin. Our guest in studio, Zarina Robertson. I will come back after a short break with more questions for our guests.
Alive 90.5. Sour candy.
Dr. Jack from Beyond Infinity Dental.
After a chat with me, a man who hadn't been to the dentist in ages finally has the courage to come and see me. We kept a couple of his top teeth, replaced broken fillings on his lower teeth, and gave him a more comfortable teeth. He was a new man. He said it was a pleasure to go to the dentist and it's the best thing that's happened to him.
Would you like the best in dental care? Call Dr. Jack on 9838 9111 or pop in at Shop 20A Winston Hill Shopping Centre. 180 Caroline Chisholm Drive, Winston Hills, 2153. Or go online, infinitydentalcare.com.au. Station sponsor.
Hi, Alan Barnes here from Dural Pool Shop. I opened our shop intending to always listen, really listen, to our customers so we could fully understand and meet their pool needs. Along with that, we stocked the top brands of pool chemicals, cleaners, pumps, filters, heaters, fittings, spare parts, you name it. You'll find full details on our website website at duralpoolshop.com.au, or better still, drop in and see me and the gang at Shop 2, 270 Newline Road, Dural. We'll help you to get your pool just the way you want it.
Dural Pool Shop, a station sponsor.
All the local news and all the great music.
On your sound, your community.
Alive 90.5.
21 minutes to 12, Alive 90.5, Business Insights with Mario.
Oh, I just saw that we have the song Adele, Skyfall. Oh man, I love that song. It reminds me of the, and I was wife as well. Well.
As you know, Darren,
he runs some other show on Sunday. It's good music, so you can check later on or during the next couple of days on the Business Insights in Mario. Darren runs something very interesting, you know, with the music, but our guest in studios arena, she's still mocking up with her internet. She can't find me on, look at how big I am, you know I mean, like you can't find my head on LinkedIn. Really, Zarina? I mean, oh, do you need the glasses or something?
No,
you
know, so like, no, it's just the ridiculous settings of LinkedIn for some
reason. I know, that's what it is. That's the social media.
It works at the bottom, but it doesn't work on top. I don't understand.
Sometimes the mobile versions are different as well, so
yeah. They are. So how important social media it is in, you know, promoting your own brand?
Well, in this day and age, it's crucial.
Yes.
If you don't have a social media presence, unfortunately, you don't have a business. And if you don't. And I say to people, I actually say to people, if you don't have a personal brand, you don't have a business either. I think that in this day and age, it's just, it used to be, oh yeah, we can get by. Now,
it's unavoidable.
It's unavoidable. It's kind of like, you need to have this to be a survivor, a little bit of like standing out as a brand. And that's what I speak about and educate people from stage, mm-hmm. is that if you're not connecting to the right type of people at the right time about your right product, then what's going to happen is that you'll be forgotten. And if you're forgotten, then you're not going to be able to really have a longevity in your business message, you know, and to attract the right clients.
Yeah, talking about the brand and personal brand as well, something I've tried to do over the time and maybe more slowly than not. How would you recommend someone go from beige to world class, or at least
what's the get beige? Up? You mentioned this like a fifth time.
Well,
beige.
It's boring.
Oh, okay.
Look at the pyramid. But Serena did say beige, so I'm using her like words. How do I go from like beige, the elephant in the room, or something like that, and how fast can you do it? Can you take an example where you led someone through that sort of process, say in 6 months?
Yeah, well, when I spoke about it earlier, it can take 2 weeks. I help people really quite fast, accelerate their business and their brand. Mm. So that's what my giftedness is, and it's just a process that I do, and it's really in depth. It's unique, and I love it, and And people are transformed at the end of it. And I love that part. Really important. I find it very exciting. Tapping into people's potential is enormously rewarding. I love that. Oh, my gosh, I love it.
On that question, on that note, you know, I mean, what Darren asked right now, from being beige to being the world class, COVID-19, what did you saw was happening with those leaders to become from world class to beige instead of from beige to world class? Did you see that there was a big lack of the personal promotion, professional promotion, branding during the COVID? Or did you think the people still continue to doing these things?
Oh, okay. Yeah. So at the beginning of COVID, we were all in absolute shock.
Yeah.
Then we went through a grieving process. Mm-hmm. Then we went from a grieving process, you know, it went to like, oh my gosh, we have to go into a process of survival.
Yeah.
And so we went into survival, then we went into pivot process, and you know, and then we went into reinvention process, and then we went into launching that reinvention, and then we went into that launching that reinvention to right action. And then we've just gone into momentum. Mm. And so from all of those different stages that I've just come, I felt intuitively to say just now,
yeah,
is that I have gone, we've all gone through it. We've gone through, you know, people were stuck in grieving process for a while. And again, when you're in these type of processes, like those stages, particularly when you're, you know, as a person, oh gosh, with all those world things that were going on, I think that we have to come through this resilient, really resilient in the way that we go forward and how we go and do things differently. And I think that when you're in those positions,
it's contactless.
But when you're in those stages, you have to go through that in your own pace.
The reason why I ask this for you, because I was watching at the night, I think it's some show on ABC, something, it's with the corners. And just before I belted my son in, I mean, I belted him so badly, like a 50 lashes or something. I'm just joking, don't worry. There was a story by airlines. And the one gentleman, I'll not mention deliberately and purposely because it's not, you know, the way I should say this. That airline deputy, I would say like chief board, you know, something like it's a second in charge of that airline. He says that our biggest competitor is not airline ABCD, Darren. What do you think was the biggest competitor to the airline industry? He said, give me a wallet guess.
I can't think, but it's got to be something with the customers. No?
Yeah, but we're using today in the show, but not that way. Zoom. Because he says, now the business people...
Oh, my Lord.
Yeah.
Yeah,
the reason he says, because now the business people realize they can dress themselves.
Exactly.
Nicely, sit in front of camera, do the... Yes, exactly.
Yeah, and speak. And they like the speakers that are pivoting.
Yeah.
Hi, I'm on Zoom.
Oh, yeah, that's exactly what it says. Like, then they realize they don't need to sit in the plane 6 o'clock in the morning, wake up 3 o'clock in the morning. I mean, to go for the meeting. He said, only what they need to do, have the Zoom and look nice. And I was like, seriously, is this where we come to? But it's, it comes to the personal branding.
Unbelievable.
Now. Because, like, you know, as much as we love the Zoom and this, you know, let's go say we dress nicely on top, but under we in a swimmers, you know what I mean, and the flip-flops, you know what I mean? It's still your brand. And I think that most of people actually forget the situation. They're forgetting the situation they are. It is the COVID, but you know what I mean? To leave that impression, you know what I mean, of the being leader and everything else, you still need to, you know what I mean, look good in the camera as well.
So this is interesting you said that, because I've been doing ZZ Zoom makeovers. And I've been doing them for people who they think they're looking good, but they're not looking good.
Again, you're looking at me.
I do 15 minutes. Yeah. I help people instantly with their ZZ Zoom makeover. Look good, position themselves, the background's right, this is how you need to look, you know.
How they look to the camera.
Hair, makeup, whatever they need, I do.
The biggest thing on Zoom I find as well, and you may know it as well.
It's lighting. It's
lighting, but also you don't have to look at the people on the screen because they can't see that you're looking at them, only if you're looking at your camera. And so a lot of people, you always see their eyes are up in the air, and I'm up in the air now and you can't hear on radio. But the best thing that you need to do when you're on Zoom is not look at all the others, because they want to see that you're looking at them.
Yes.
And the way you look at them is to look right into your camera.
Yes. And that's the connection.
Oh, that's a good one, Darren. Seriously, I was looking at myself, eh? Because honestly, I was like,
Worry about them. Well, actually, you look. If you're best to have a reflection of your camera, if you can. I've got some tips on this, but make sure you're looking right at the camera.
And
so
I wanted
people
those
see
tips,
that you're looking at them.
Yeah, that's right. That's exactly what I say to my people.
Seriously,
we're
gonna show those
tips,
or we're gonna share on next episode, whatever it is. We're gonna share this one.
Why not?
Okay, Zarina. Before we wind up, I have a few questions for you. If you have a last $10 in your pocket, what would you do this? What would you do with last $10 in your pocket?
I would give that to a homeless person.
Are you serious, sir? Okay. Do you like your Vegemite or Mermite?
Oh, I love Vegemite. I had it this morning.
Oh, my God. You are such
wonderful. That's the first time someone has said they've had it this morning.
I had it this morning. Excellent. I had Vegemite and then I had peanut butter.
Not together, though.
Are you think that's good? That's a good combo?
I think that's interesting, even to have one after another, but that's okay. Vegemite it is.
Look, Darren, now we have the, you know I mean, the battle of the ages, you know what I mean? And Vegemite, Mermite, and not Peppermite, Promite, you know what I mean?
God, Promite,
yeah, did you try Promite?
What's that?
Oh, it's a Nutella. Sweet version of the two.
It's a Nutella version of the...
Is that a New Zealand version?
Yeah. Oh, no, I don't know. Marmite's actually made in New Zealand. Oh, the Australian version in Christchurch,
yeah,
actually, if you
know. Great, yeah, that's great. Yeah. I don't like it either. So, Zarina, for the end, for our listeners, where our listeners can find you?
Well, they're finding me here right now. They can find me on zarinaphotography.com.
Or they can find you in the emergency room after the show.
Zarinaphotography.com. That's Zahrina photography.com. On Instagram, LinkedIn, Facebook, And then my website, which would make an appointment, 15-minute appointment with me to help you become a standout brand, be positioned well to magnetize your ideal clients.
Well, Zarina, well, thank you very much. That was 2 hours with us in studio. We're going to have you soon again and again. See, time is just passing by. We are sexy and new, Darren and I. So thank you, Zarina, for being our guest on Alive 90.5 Business is Mario.
Thank you.
The podcast with Zarina you can find later on today on alive905.com.au under the Business Assistant with Mario. Thanks to Darren Caps Davis, who secured the website with my beautiful image. You're going to find me and the interview. Yes, Darren, you want to say something?
And sexy voice as well.
I'm sexy and new. Thank you very much, and I'll speak to you on Friday midday. Business with Mario and Darren.
Alive 90.5.
Stand tall, our faces.
90.5.
Are you in the market to hire an honest, reliable, long-term plumber? If so, you want to look out for one that is fully licensed and insured, has your interest at heart, displays professionalism and is branded. Neat, clean and tidy and treats your domain with respect and care. Look no further. Waterflow Plumbing is your plumber. Fully licensed and insured in plumbing, draining, gas fitting, roof plumbing, waterproofing and mini excavation. Call Bradley on 0488 300480 or email info at waterflowplumbing.com.au. Waterflow Plumbing, station sponsor.
Alive 90.5, all the way from the 70s, 80s, 90s and today.
Are you an experienced disability care worker? Then why not consider the benefits of working for Global, the leading disability care agency in Sydney? Agency Work offers variety to work where and when you want. If you have previous disability care work experience, a first aid certificate and driver's license, then Global is the agency for you. Global offers great rates of pay and free training courses to its own disability care staff. Check out positions vacant on the website at globalcarestaff.com or call today on 1-800-009-292. That's globalcarestaff.com or call 1-800-009-292.
Station sponsor.
If you enjoy the classic hits of the 60s to the 80s and the latest tracks from current popular performers, then the Easy Listening Afternoon Show with Ross Higgins is for you. It's on every Saturday from 1 till 5pm, right here on Alive 90.5.
Close your eyes and I'll kiss you. Tomorrow I'll miss you. I'll pretend that I'm kissing the lips I am missing and hope that my dreams will come true. And then while I'm away, I'll write home every day and I'll send all my loving to you. All my loving. Close your eyes and I'll kiss you.